It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. University of Wisconsin campuses, including UW-Milwaukee, are starting the process of designing their own policies affecting the concept of tenure. That comes with the likelihood that the Wisconsin legislature will approve a plan that strips the assurance of tenure from state law. Backers of the measure say it reflects the reality of economically uncertain times and gives the campuses the freedom to reduce staff in the event of a budget crisis. Critics, though, say it represents the latest attempt to undermine the strength of Wisconsin's system of higher education and that it will drive away high-quality faculty members. UW-Madison education policy professor Nancy Kendall herself earned tenure 2 years ago. She wrote a recent commentary about the debate for The New Republic. She tells WUWM's Latoya Dennis that it's wrong to cast the debate over tenure as one that's about guaranteed employment for college professors.
The reason that tenure is important is not primarily as a labor issue, it's as an academic freedom issue. The reason that tenure was created in higher education institutions was to assure that people can do research and people can teach about issues that they think are centrally important to our society and our world, but that may be in or out of political or economic favor. And the best example of that right now in Wisconsin is that this omnibus budget, if passed the way it is currently written, will result in over 60% of all of the scientists who do the core research to help us understand what's happening to our lakes and to our lands, they will be fired. And very recently, the state decided that certain state bodies are not allowed to discuss climate change. These are the kinds of issues that tenure is actually created for. They're created to assure that researchers and scientists can do the work they feel needs to be done, regardless of the political winds of the moment.
Now, you said you received tenure 2 years ago, and I'm wondering, since then, have you taken on subject matters or broached topics that you never would have considered before tenure?
Absolutely. The piece that you saw in The New Republic, I could not have written that without tenure. At institutions that do not offer tenure and that hold certain political views, you cannot write this kind of piece. In fact, before I was at UW-Madison, I was at Florida State University, and I was doing research on sex education in the U.S., and I presented my work at Florida State, and one of my colleagues came up to me afterwards, and he said, "You have to make sure that you get rid of that video, because if your work is heard more broadly, you're going to be in trouble as an untenured faculty member." So tenure allows people to do research and to talk about topics that, without the protection of tenure, unless you have a lot of money and you can take on the risk, you know, most people can't afford to lose their jobs because they're saying something that is not popular at the moment. I also teach differently. That's the other piece of this that I think is really important. Before tenure, I was very careful to try to kind of make sure that everyone was happy in my class. And now I feel like I can make sure that people are getting the content that they need to get and that they're happy, but that they're also challenged. So I feel much more comfortable, for example, letting people debate subjects that cause a lot of anger for people. And untenured faculty members can face really significant blowback for doing that. It's really important from my perspective that when we teach, we create democratic spaces where people can engage with each other, not only about what they agree on, but about what they disagree on, and have good empirically based discussions about why we should have the educational policies that we have. And that is something that is also deeply strengthened by tenure.
How much does this concern you?
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart, and it really, really deeply concerns me. If Section 39 of the proposed omnibus budget bill passes as it will, we will not have a tenure system that has national recognition. And our ability to hire new faculty members and our ability to retain faculty members is going to plummet.
Now, when you say a tenure system that does not have national recognition, what exactly does that mean?
The American Association for University Professors has guidelines for what constitutes a tenure system that provides the academic freedom protections that tenure is supposed to guarantee. And the new language that will be put into state law will violate those principles. It will allow tenured faculty members to be fired If the chancellor or the Board of Regents decides that they want to have a quote-unquote program redirection. So that means that in theory, I'm not saying that this would happen, I pray that it won't, but in theory it means that the Board of Regents could say, we've decided that there's going to be a programmatic change of direction, and we don't actually think that we need X group of faculty anymore or Y group of faculty anymore, and that's it. They're fired.
Does this make you want to look elsewhere?
You know, that's a question that I have been thinking about a lot. I am at UW-Madison because I believe in the public mission of this university and because I'm deeply proud of what this university represents. And I want to stay, and I want to be part of finding a way to assure that we can serve the state of Wisconsin and our students and each other in ways that are ethical and that lead to a better world. And I will stay here for as long as I think that that is possible. If certain things happen, for example, if the Board of Regents or one of the chancellors directs program redirections and parts of faculty are fired on any campus in the UW system, I will not feel like I can ethically stay.
Nancy Kendall is a professor of education policy at UW-Madison. She spoke with WUWM's LaToya Dennis, and you'll find a link to her commentary on tenure from the New Republic at WUWM.com.